Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Patrick Kimmins Birthday Remembrance on Monday, June 17th from 4 to 7 p.m. at Southwest 4th Avenue and Harvey Milk Street in Portland. Patrick Kimmins was born on June 17th, 1991. This will be his birthday remembrance and protest of his murder by Portland police on September 30th, 2018. This event will have food, water, soda, coffee, candles, and opportunities to share memories of Patrick and organize against police violence. Again, that's Patrick Kimmins' birthday remembrance on Monday, June 17th, from 4 to 7 p.m. at Southwest 4th Avenue and Harvey Milk Street in Portland. More information is available at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
Prison Pipeline presents a unique perspective of the criminal justice system addressing the root causes of crime and broadening understanding of the institution of incarceration.
Baby, you understand me now. If sometimes you see that I'm mad, don't you know no one alive can always be an angel? When everything goes wrong, you see some bad.
Good evening and welcome to Prison Pipeline. We are here tonight with Tricia Swanson from A Reason to Run. Welcome, Tricia.
Thank you, Emma.
So, Tricia, can you tell us a little bit about Reason to Run? What is it?
Sure. What Reason to Run is, it's an 8-week Learn to Run program. We're at Coffee Creek Correctional Facility. And we take women who want to learn to run, and we start them at ground zero, and we go through 8 weeks. And at the end of 8 weeks, we run a 5K race.
And how many races a year do you do?
We do probably a total of 8 through our training sessions, yes.
That sounds like a really great program. How did you get inspired to start this program?
Well, what happened is I was going in with a church group a number of years ago, and the women that were coming to our church group at Coffee Creek learned that I was a runner. So they approached me and they said, "We want to run." So I thought, well, I think I can do this. I have a coaching certification from Roadrunners Club of America, and I was at that time putting on charity races outside of the prison as my job. So I thought, well, let's put on a race in prison. So we partnered with Race for the Cure, and we put on a race inside the prison walls, and we had about 100 women come out and participate, and went really well. So we did that for a couple years, and then prison administration came to me and said, why don't you do a running group and do a weekly group? And just from there, that was about 5 years ago, it's just blossomed into what we have today.
Wow, that's great. So Coffee Creek, it's got like a minimum and a max side. Like, do you work mostly with the women on the minimum side, or do the women from the max, from the medium and max side come over and run too?
Well, so the facility is quite separate, as you know. Yeah. The ladies that are on the medium maximum side of the facility are not able to kind of cross over into the minimum side. So we have run groups that take place on the medium maximum side. And then we have a run group on the minimum side, as well as there's two treatment addiction programs that operate within the walls of Coffee Creek, and we have run groups specific for each of those addiction treatment groups. And
that's great. About how many women participate?
We take up to 40 per group, so the groups can get kind of large. Mm-hmm. So at any one time, we usually have about 80 to 100 women kind of in our groups.
Oh, that's great. Is there a pretty high demand to be in this program?
There is. And part of it is that I'm hoping it's really fun, and that's why people want to join. We also try and make it exactly like a race would happen on the outside of the facility. So, for example, if you've ever participated in like a 5K race outside in the community, you'll get a race bib, so a number that you can put on your shirt, and we have those for the ladies. We have a photographer that takes photos for them. We sometimes bring in a timing clock, and we try and have post-race goodies as well, so that there's some fruit and maybe a cookie after. So we really try and make it as real as possible in terms of what you would get on the outside.
Wow, that's amazing. Do the women get competitive, like to see who's going to win, who's going to be the fastest?
They do. What we've decided to do with these training groups is we have the women count their own laps. So our track in both the medium side and the minimum side The running track is 0.1 of a mile. So you are running 28 laps. And we have the women either have a friend count for them or they count for themselves. So it's all on the honor system. And then when they finish, we have times for them and give them a certificate of their accomplishment and what their time was. So some of them get competitive. Most of them, it's we really try and foster a community of finishing, and we're all in this together. So I think one of the kind of the really special things about our events is that we have all the runners stay out until the last lady is finishing her last lap around the track, and then they'll all join her for the last lap.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, it is really, really powerful.
Wow. So what's the fastest 5K anybody's ever done here?
I think we've had some that are like under 25 minutes.
Oh my goodness, that's amazing.
Yeah, we've had some very accomplished runners.
That's like a 7-minute mile.
Yeah.
Just about. More.
Yeah, so I encourage those ladies to find coaches once they release.
Maybe they could run the Portland Marathon.
Yeah, we've had some quite accomplished women that have, I think we had a couple that ran in college when they, previous to their incarceration, had been in college, and then some that ran in high school. But really the vast majority of our ladies are people who maybe haven't started their exercise journey yet. They're new to fitness, so we kind of take everybody from, if you can walk to the chow hall, you can come join Run Group. And if you're already an accomplished runner, we throw some speed work at you and try and give a little variety to the spin around the track.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's amazing. So what, let's just talk a minute about why the women would get involved in the program. What are the benefits of doing this for someone who's incarcerated? Maybe they're looking at, you know, a typical sentence at Coffee Creek might be 3 to 4 years. Some women are in a lot longer, some women are in less. What's the benefit of joining a running program for them?
Well, we do ask them what their reason to run is when they sign up for the program. We say, what is your reason to run? And I would say 80% say, lose weight. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the kind of in-your-face kind of thing. I want to lose weight, I want to look good. What they don't realize is that it's so much more. What they really come away with, what we're trying to promote is, yes, you will get fit, and yes, you'll get stronger and healthier, which is great. I mean, we all want that for our bodies. But you will also come away, we're hoping, with a feeling of camaraderie, and that women can support women in a really healthy way. That fitness can also be a mental support, so it can help you with your kind of mental the way you think and maybe your stress level, because it can get pretty stressful. Well, life is stressful, but incarceration can get really stressful. Mm-hmm. So how do you bring down some stress, some anxiety? So that's what we're really looking to do with our running groups. And also accomplishing a goal. Mm-hmm. You put forward, at the beginning of the 8 weeks, I'm going to run 3.1 miles or 5K, which is significant, especially if you're not a runner. And to see the women complete their goals is just so exciting. We have a lot of women at the end who say, I've never finished anything in my life. This is amazing. A lot of them send out their race bibs or their certificates to family members. And it's a goal that you really can be proud of, and it's very tangible. So we have a number of women who sign up again and again and again for our run group. So that's really encouraging too. And they get faster and they're trying to, you know, better their times the next time, and just enjoying that camaraderie that comes along with mm-hmm. with participating in an event together.
Do they train for the races?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So we have a training plan. So we go in once a week and we do a training run with them, and then throughout the week we ask them to work on their training plan and to do the runs that are outlined on their training plan, as well as we ask them to fill in a journal of all the exercise they're doing so that you can reflect back and see how far you've come. I think that's kind of important in kind of any activity you're involved in. Sometimes you forget how far you've come, especially if you get halfway through and you're a little bit discouraged, like, oh, is this working as well as I thought? And you look back and you're like, oh, yeah, I've come a really long ways. Mm-hmm. Especially with running, we start people out running half of the lap, so half of 0.1 of a mile, and we just build up from there. So, yeah.
Wow, that's great. So they do have a training program. They run every day?
We ask them to run, we ask them to commit to 3 days a week, 3 to 4 days a week of running, yeah. And okay. with running, you always want to build in some rest days, mm-hmm. especially if you're new to the sport. It's hard on your body. Yeah. So it's good to build in those rest days. And we also have an educational component with our running classes. We talk about different running topics for about 15 minutes before we actually do our run. So 1 week mm-hmm. we talk about nutrition. We'll talk about injury. We'll talk about clothing. But those kind of topics.
And I noticed that they do get, I mean, every time I go to Coffee Creek, they're just wearing their prison blues. So they've got the jeans and they've got the t-shirt. But I guess they must have some shorts or something.
Yeah, so there is state issue shorts and just the cotton top, what you see, the blue cotton mm-hmm. top is what they run in. And then some of the ladies run in their state issue shoes, which aren't great for running, but you can do it. Some of the ladies buy shoes off Canteen. We don't bring in any running clothing for them, but when they release, we provide all of our participants with running shoes, a running brand new running bra, and socks. So once they release, they can contact us for their, we call it a run care package, because yeah. we really want it, we want people to be successful.
I saw, I think, was it last year you gave out 185, or is that
yeah I think
out so far?
Total we've I think we just past 190
oh,
pairs
that's
of shoes.
Great.
Yeah, and we, you know, Emma, we have just had some amazing partners who have just come alongside us and donated wear-tested shoes that are really low mileage on them. I think it was a couple weeks ago, I just opened up a box on my doorstep, and Champion Bras sent us 90 bras, brand new bras. So it just inspires me and humbles me, and it's so honoring when organizations realize that this is really important.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. Are the women allowed to wear any kind of like, you know, like me when I run, my legs would chafe. Do they get anything?
There isn't anything specific that they can wear, but on the outside, we have something called Body Glide.
Mm-hmm.
And so for those of you that are not runners, when you run, you're doing continual motions. And you can't see me moving my arms, but I am sitting here. And what happens is as your skin rubs against each other, you get some chafing. And it's almost like a carpet burn, right? Mm-hmm. Like a rug burn. And on the outside, we use something called Body Glide, which is like a nice little lubricant. And it just allows your skin not to rub against each other and chafe. I think they use deodorant, so like a powdered deodorant give a little bit of slide to your skin. There's Vaseline as well, but yeah. that wrecks your clothes. So
right.
yeah,
I forget that when people are in prison, they like think of the most amazing ways to innovate.
Oh yeah, it's
to, like,
incredible.
To
yeah.
do hacking, you know, of whatever they need to get what they need. It's really
yeah,
incredible.
And to make it work, right?
Yeah. Yeah, because you have like really super limited resources, limited access to things, but you know, you can make things happen so that, you know, you can succeed.
And that's what I've really noticed with our ladies that participate in our run groups. That is one determined group of women. They will come out in the rain, in the hail, in the snow. I mean, if the yard's open,
I was gonna ask about that.
They will come out, and our volunteers, we will show up. Doesn't matter what the weather is, we will dress for it and we will show up. And if we're there, they're like, we're coming out with you. Yeah. So
they run in the rain then?
They run in everything. Yeah.
And the snow recently.
As long as the yard's open.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If the yard's closed.
If it's not locked down or something.
Yeah. And sometimes the yard is closed when we go in.
Mm-hmm.
And
you
I
just
hate,
like, do jumping jacks.
Yeah, I hate to waste my volunteers' time if they've gone all the way there, right? So
yeah.
we grab a room and we do boot camp.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, which can get really interesting in terms of smell, because we're just in a classroom. So mm-hmm. I always feel so bad for the next class coming in. I'm like, sorry, we worked out really hard in here. Yeah.
yeah.
A little funky, but we want to make sure you sweat. We want to make sure we got your endorphins kind of flowing, because that's a really important part of exercise as well, whether you're, you know, walking fast or running or doing jumping jacks.
Mm-hmm.
You can really kind of get the blood flowing and get those endorphins going just for some stress release.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like, you know, one of the occupations, I mean, I don't know how much opportunity women have when they get out, but I know that, you know, I love my personal trainer. I love going to the gym and getting coached. And it seems like maybe this would be a career opportunity for women, for at least some women when they get out, depending on what kind of sentence they got.
Yeah, and I think some of the ladies have worked with Mercy Corps. Mm-hmm. Mercy Corps is an organization at Coffee Creek. They come in and to develop business plans for becoming a personal trainer.
Yeah, that would be a great career path.
And, you know, the ladies that are wanting to become personal trainers or they're really into fitness, they are so key to our running program because they encourage others. Mm-hmm. There is really, especially we find working with the treatment support, the addiction treatment support groups, they are just so encouraging of other women in their program. And they, if they found something that works, they're like, come on out and try it. Because running, it's a little scary. I mean, when I first started running, I didn't want to run on the road. I didn't want to see anybody. I didn't want anybody to see me run. Mm-hmm. And as you know, you've been to the prison. It's kind of a fishbowl, right?
Yeah. It's hard. There's no way you can.
There's, yeah, you're not hiding anywhere. Yeah. Yeah.
There's so just nowhere to hide.
So
unless you get locked in the shoe.
Yeah. So. So you, there's strength in numbers, mm-hmm. and there's strength in supporting each other. So coming out together and running, you know, you can find your people and you can support each other and encourage each other. It doesn't feel like you're so alone kind of in this fishbowl running in circles with right. everybody else out on the yard.
That's a great program. Now, this recent spell of snow we had, did you go and run with the ladies run in the snow?
You know what? We did not hit any snow days.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it was cold, mm-hmm. really cold. It was hard to
for that's some good running weather.
Yeah, although when it's that cold, some of the ladies had trouble with their lungs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so they were mm-hmm. like, it was hard to breathe. I'm like, mm-hmm. yeah, we're sorry, but they came out and they don't have cold weather running gear.
Right.
Yeah, but oh, they threw on their that. Sweatshirts and their you still have to come out in your shorts.
Yeah.
And they did what they could. Yeah. So. Really determined.
Oh, that's amazing. Now let's talk a little bit about the this program, and then you also do the addiction treatment program. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Our run groups within the addiction treatment programs, we're considered one of their support groups. Mm-hmm. So it's the same format. We still do the 8-week format, and we don't really change it up a lot. We just have a little bit more freedom within those addiction treatment groups to put on a few more run groups and to work a little more closely with their counselors. We've even have their counselors come out and cheer us on when we do races. I think one of the ladies who just graduated and they get a coin, I think that's a AA coin or something, mm-hmm. And the counselor symbolically put a pair of running shoes in her coin.
Wow.
Which was just, yeah, super special. Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
Because she's found running in prison, and that is one of her coping mechanisms. And yeah. I'm so excited for her to get out and to run just all kinds of places.
Do you keep in touch with women who have gone through the program and who have, you know, been released and they're out in the free world now? Do you keep in touch with any of them?
So we have one touch point because mm-hmm. we are volunteers within the prison. According to DOC,
right.
we don't.
Out, you can't.
Yeah, we don't. But the organization.
Sorry, I forgot.
That's okay.
I
reason to run. We do have one touch point where we can send out the shoes and the bra. And, you know, we hear bits and pieces every once in a while. We have a Facebook page, so, you know, we'll see some people like some things, but we don't keep in personal contact with any of the ladies that have been released. But, yeah, every once in a while we kind of hear something filter through, or so that's yeah. kind of exciting.
That's interesting. I always forget about that. I mean, like, I sort of understand the wisdom of that in some contexts, but it seems like when you're doing a program where really you're getting a lot of support and camaraderie from a community, and it's running. I mean, everybody runs.
Yes.
I don't know if it would, but that's just how it is. I mean, there's all kinds of rules we talk about on Prison Pipeline, you know, pretty regularly throughout the year. We talk about some of the things that face people post-parole. And, you know, when they're back out in the community, there's still a lot of rules you have to follow if you really want to succeed. And those rules are in place in a lot of ways because they're trying to protect you once you've been released so that you don't make the same mistakes that you made before.
Yeah.
So there's wisdom in them.
Yeah, and we try and point people to various run groups in the community. Mm-hmm. So I think we just had a post on our Facebook page of like 5 different run groups that are women-centric that people might want to join. And, you know, we try and find things that are low cost or free, because that's always, you know, something we want to point people to. So mm-hmm. We are having a Reason to Run community event in West Lynn on June 1st. So that's kind of our...
Tell me about that.
Oh, so one of our volunteers who does not come into the prison wanted to put on a community run. So we thought, oh, this would be kind of fun to have our volunteers in the community and share a little bit about Reason to Run. And so that's going to be on June 1st in West Lynn, the park down by the river. And so we'll put out more information on that. And a local church is going to be doing a full barbecue for us. Free of charge. Yeah, it's just amazing. So we're just getting all that in place and we're booking all that. So just kind of a real celebration of running. And I think it's either going to be $5 or free for anybody to come out and just kind of celebrate our 5 years and what we've done.
Oh, you've been doing this 5 years? That's great.
Yeah, it's gone fast.
Did you start the program?
I did.
You're the founder?
Yes, correct.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
How did that go? Like, what, first of all, what inspired you to start the program?
Well, that, going back to the ladies that found out I was a runner through the church program, and then really it was completely grassroots. It was just the ladies asking for, hey, we want to run, and prison administration has been so supportive. Mm-hmm. I can't say enough. Coffee Creek has just been really supportive of the program, and allowing us to run on the yard, allowing us to do some bigger events twice a year, and they allow us to close the yard and have a bigger event. This year we'll be doing, in May, we'll be doing a 5K that's separate from our training programs, so you don't have to be in one of our training programs to participate, so anybody in the facility. And I think we'll charge $5, and the ladies, all that money goes right back to Special Olympics. So it'll go to Special Olympics.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, because we want to give back to our communities too. Mm-hmm. And running can be really selfish. You get lots of great things from it, but it can be really all about you. So it's kind of fun too. How do we bring more people in and give back?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's like the Coffee Creek Knitters when they do their...
Oh, I love them. Yeah, all the hats and the scarves and
So that's a really great program too. Have you ever done a marathon?
I have.
Have you ever done a marathon?
Oh, inside? I'm like, I've done a marathon. We did have ladies that were training. This was about 4 years ago. We had a number of ladies training for a half marathon. What we found, though, unfortunately, because the track is so small, people would get up to kind of a half marathon's about 13.1 miles. And so they would get up in their training to about 8 or 9 miles, and everybody got injured. And that's because we're just doing the circles so small. So I have not taken that on again. I was like, I'm breaking all my great runners. So we do up to 10K. So the ladies do train up, which is 6.2 miles.
That's a good run.
So that's significant. Yeah.
I think most people can't even do a 10K. So that's great.
So, and you know, it's...
I could do a 10K bike ride, but I don't know if I could do a
10K run. And, you know, for some of the ladies, that's just... It's kind of their time to just kind of be quiet. Some of us are really social, so we chat. And other ladies, it's just like, I'm just going to kind of go inward and just be really quiet and just focus on kind of me and what's happening. And that's kind of a special thing, too, because you can kind of lose yourself a little bit in this kind of chaotic world, and you can just kind of have some time to yourself.
Yeah, totally. Now, earlier you were mentioning that some of the ladies, they do it for camaraderie. Can you talk about that? Like, what does that mean to be actually part of a group that's doing something to benefit yourself within the prison?
Well, I think sometimes...
Do they ever talk about that with you?
Yes, they do. Women can be mean. I mean, all humans can be mean, but sometimes women can be mean. And we want people in our group to realize that somebody else's achievement doesn't take away from your achievement. Mm-hmm. And one of the beautiful things about running and doing a race, I did the same distance as you did. And I, you know, whether you came in ahead of me or behind me or what your time was, we all did the same amount of work, which is really kind of powerful. We're all in this together. And so what we have is women will finish their run and they'll come back for their friends, or even not their friends. They'll just see another woman and they understand, I was just there, you know, 10 minutes ago trying to do the same thing, and I know how hard you're working, so I'm going to jump in with you and help you finish this. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where we get the most tears, is when women just support each other in completing and cheering each other on to this goal. I really think of running, it's a vehicle for so much more, mm-hmm. like any activity, right? But how can we take this activity and make it not just about the exercise?
Right.
Yeah.
It sounds like it helps with a whole series of life goals, including accomplishing a task, setting a goal, building community with other people, building pride in themselves.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
So those are all really great goals.
And how do we honor the work that you've put into this?
Mm-hmm.
And I think the one of the really fun things is seeing women surprise themselves.
Yeah.
So they will finish the 5K and they'll just, I can't believe I did that. And I'm like, of course you did. We all had faith in you. And, you know, sometimes we just need somebody else there to say, you can do this, and just yeah. push you a little further, because we're so much stronger than we actually know we are.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's really kind of an amazing thing.
That's great. We've only got a couple of minutes left. So I did want to throw kind of a left... out of the field question. I was looking on the Facebook page, and I saw that one of the things that you had done recently was you had Carney Wilson.
Oh.
So you've got to tell me about this, because I loved Wilson Phillips when I was a kid. So, like,
no, yeah. I just ended up going to one of her events. She has a little place in Sherwood.
Right, like a bakery.
Yeah, a little bakery. Yeah. And I mean, you know, hold on for one more day, right? Like the Carney Wilson theme song of my angsty college years.
Mm-hmm.
So she was doing a meet and greet. So that's how I got to meet her. And then we had purchased some of her baked goods for one of our events for our volunteers. So,
oh, great.
So yeah, I think she did a tweet like or something for us. So,
oh, wonderful.
Yeah. But I was like,
so yeah, so Carney Wilson knows about Reason to Run.
She does. She does.
That's
yeah.
Great.
And she's very kind. She's very, very nice lady.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. And then one other question I wanted to ask, just I wanted to make sure we at least mentioned it, is I saw that you have another mother runner. Is that another part of the...
Oh, yeah. So Another Mother Runner is a national organization, and they support women who run, and most of the women are mothers.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think they are two ladies, Dimity and Sarah, and they wrote a book a number of years ago. So they've created this online community of runners. And about a year ago, they had a podcast. Well, they still have the podcast, but we were on their podcast.
Oh, you're on the podcast.
We were
okay,
on the podcast.
Gotcha.
And then this past December, they had an online training plan, which they do every December, like a winter workout kind of plan. Mm-hmm. And people pay for that training plan. And we were one of the chosen charities. So when you signed up for the online training plan, you designated one of three charities for your money to go to. So all the money went to that specific charity, and I think we got about $4,000, which was
wonderful.
Just, again, for people to believe in this program is just so humbling.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Great. Well, that actually leads to my last question, which is if people want to find out more about the organization, if they want to, you know, get in touch with you and, you know, let you know how much they appreciate your work. How can they reach you?
Oh, so
your organization.
We have a webpage, so www.reasontorun, so that's all spelt out.
Reason to run.
Yeah.
T-O.
Mm-hmm. And .com. So we're also on Facebook, Reason
on Facebook,
to Run.
Reason
yeah.
to Run.
And we just got really techie. I'm on Instagram now too, Reason to Run.
Great.
So they can pop there, and there's also a contact form.
Is there a way there that people, if they want to volunteer, if they want to come in and run?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, they can contact us with the volunteer form, and then we just respond to you. We're really just a grassroots volunteer organization, and we have, again, the most amazing volunteers.
Great.
Yeah, when people volunteer to come in and help coach, I say, okay, I'd like you to come in, you know, twice a month or something. And a number of our volunteers are like, no, I want to come in every week. I just want to do this. I just want to create community. I want to support people. And
wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. We've been talking tonight with Tricia Swanson from Reason to Run on Prison Pipeline. Thanks so much for joining us tonight, Tricia.
Oh, thank you, Emma. It's really exciting.
Thanks, and have a good night.
Thank you.
I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh, Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the 2019 Juneteenth celebration on Saturday, June 22nd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Clark College Hanna Hall in Vancouver, Washington. The theme of the 7th annual Juneteenth celebration is Together We Rise. This theme addresses the idea that together we rise above the fray of hatred, despair, and discord. The celebration features a job fair, panels, awards, contests, an art gallery, live entertainment, and more. Again, that's the 2019 Juneteenth celebration on Saturday, June 22nd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Clark College Hanna Hall, 1933 Fort Vancouver Way in Vancouver, Washington. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor Good in the Hood, the weekend of June 21st through 23rd at King School Park in Portland.